The opinions expressed on this show are those solely of the host and not of CBS or CBS Radio. Parental discretion is advised.
The truth shall set you free.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Me, I always tell the truth.
Ain't that the truth?
The truth put us on his back.
That's the truth
is in the house.
The truth shall set you free.
Y'all already know what time it is. Same suit, Jerry heated. Another day sanctioned for the truth. It's your folk, Naughty Dread, a.k.a. the Sports and Entertainment Carry. And it's time for the controversial truth. Lego! On today's show, I'm going to break down the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. And I don't mean the top 10 fantasy quarterbacks. No, this is not audio blog for your fantasy team, because frankly my number 10 guy is probably a better fantasy player than my number one guy. But this is real football talk right now, and you know, I'm gonna spark the debate, because of course I'm gonna tell the truth. I'm gonna be outside the box. I'm not gonna go with the old cliches and name the guys that everybody wants to name as the best because the four-letter network has said they're the best, or all these analysts who say they're the best, but they're not really going off the same criteria that I might be basing my list off of. The first criteria that this list is based off of is championships. Championships is a huge requirement to be in this top 10 list. Don't get me wrong, every guy on the top 10 list doesn't have an NFL championship. It just doesn't go like that. But if you're in my top five, it is a requirement that you have an NFL championship ring. That's just how it goes. I mean, I can't have losers. It's all about winning. Second thing is, how clutch are you? How do you perform on the big stages when it really counts? That's a big thing. That cannot be overlooked. When do guys show up? Some guys are good front runners. They don't know how to, or they're incapable of coming back when the game is on the line and you're down. Matt Ryan, for example. If you need 3 points, Matt Ryan is your guy. I don't care if he got to go 99 yards. If you give him 30 seconds and all he needs is 3 points or less, you're in trouble. He's going to get you in field goal range. That's what Matt Ryan does. Now, if you need 4 points, then you're going to lose that game, because Matt Ryan is not getting you in the end zone when you need those points, a la the NFC Championship game. If they needed 3, the Falcons would have been in good position, but they needed 4, and the job didn't get done. Then I'll go and I'll look at your stats. Stats, along with how many times you've been in the playoffs and you succeeded, which kind of goes over into that clutch thing, but we'll look at the stats. And I have to look at the stats, because sometimes the stats will let me understand how much talent a player has, which leads me to the last remaining criteria that I have set, which is the eye test. The eye test is important. Some guys, Cam Newton, sometimes he looks great on the eye test. Mike Vick, sometimes he looks great on the eye test. But guess what, people? Neither of those guys in my top 10. Both were in my top 10 last year. This is a year-by-year thing. You can get bumped. Just because you're in the top 10 this year don't mean you're going to be in the top 10 next year. Just because you're number one this year don't mean you're going to be number one next year. Now, I will say that my number one for last year is my number one for this year. And if you've seen my list, or if you know of me, if you've been following some of the things that I've done, then you already know who my number one is based off that. But if you're new to the controversial truth, then you're going to find out who my number one quarterback in the NFL is. And I'm going to make a great argument for it. I'm going to always say support your opinions with facts, because your opinion means nothing. But the truth is the truth, and the truth will set you free. And this is the controversial truth with your folk, Naughty Dread, a.k.a. It's Cadre. That's Cadre. I'm the sports and entertainment Cadre, and I'm about to give you my top 10 NFL quarterbacks. And let me start off right now with number 10. Quarterback for the Washington Redskins, Robert Griffith III, RG3.
A lot of people say you're out of it, you're done, you'll never be the same, and that just motivates you. You know, people say I won't be the same, and it's what I said early in my rehab. You know, I'm going to prove those people right. I won't be the same. I'll be better.
This was tough for me because of some of the guys who I had to leave out in order to have RG3 on this list. And second, I really don't like to put first-year players on my list, but last year I put Cam Newton at 10 after his first season, and I think RG3 warrants that same kind of respect. He did win Rookie of the Year. He did make the Pro Bowl, even though he got hurt and didn't get to play in that game. He did make the Pro Bowl. He had a great season. We're talking about a guy who passed for 3,200 yards with 20 touchdowns to the 5 picks. And he also gave me good rushing yards to go along with that. When you're talking about a man who gave you 815 rushing yards. So he gave me over 4,000 total yards in his first season as a quarterback in this league. He's a 65.6 completion passer rating. He had 3 fourth quarter comebacks and 2 game winning drives. These are the things that I look for when I'm looking for a top 10 quarterback. These are the things that Cam Newton didn't get me last year. He finished up strong, but the first half of the season was garbage. You talking about a guy like Mike Vick, who's my favorite player. But I show no bias here, people. Mike Vick is not a top 10 quarterback in this league unless he comes out and show us he's a top 10 quarterback in this league. He's been bumped. He's been bumped, and one of the guys he's been bumped by is Robert Griffith III. So that's my number 10 quarterback. RG3 did make the playoffs as well, which does factor into this. But because he's injury prone, I have my number 9 quarterback slightly over RG3. And at number 9, I got Andrew Luck.
And little dump pass to Donald Brown, and he runs it for big yardage. He breaks it. Donald Brown to the 20, and he's going to go for a touchdown. How about that? The first pass of his career. Of course, it comes in the preseason, but it's a touchdown throw by Andrew Luck.
Now, this is very unprecedented for me. I've just put 2 1-year starting quarterbacks into my top 10. Now, some people might say, how do you have Andrew Luck ahead of Robert Griffith III when Andrew Luck didn't win Rookie of the Year, but Robert Griffith III won Rookie of the Year? Well, I understand that, people, and Robert Griffith III had a great year. He was very exciting. He deserved everything he got. But once again, I'm looking at Andrew Luck. He had more of a load on his shoulder. He had to carry the team more. He has more passing attempts than RG3. You're talking about a guy who threw the ball 627 times. Now, he only had a 54 completion percentage compared to RG3's 65.6, but he passed the ball for 4,374 yards. He has more passing yards than RG3 had total yards, and that has to be I'm accounted for. His team went 11-5, and they made the playoffs. When I'm looking at that, and I'm looking at Andrew Luck being a 6'4", 234-pound quarterback, he's more likely to stay healthy. He's a real prototypical quarterback. He has the size. He has the arm. He is mobile. I mean, the guy ran for 255 yards last year with 5 touchdowns, 5 rushing touchdowns on the ground. To go along with his 23 touchdowns in the air. He's no slouch, people. He's an athlete. Andrew Luck can get it done. When Reggie Wayne, who hardly ever talks, comes out and he just is drooling all over Andrew Luck and comparing him to Peyton Manning, that's astonishing. the work ethic that he has to put in, it leads me to believe that Andrew Luck is the real thing. He's the real deal. He's a real deal. You talk about fourth quarter comebacks. He had four fourth quarter comebacks last year. He has 7 game winning drives. This is the clutch factor that I was alluding to when I gave you my criteria that I set for quarterbacks. This is the reason why Andrew Luck is ahead of RG3 and he's in my top 10 at quarterback. This is the controversial truth with your folk, not a dread. Like I already told you, I'm a sports and entertainment cadre. I do these things. The next quarterback on my list at number 8 is Matt Ryan.
I'm certainly in a win now mode. You know, I think that's the only way you can approach the NFL. I mean, it's every time you suit up and every time you play, it's for one reason, and that reason's to win.
I know there's a lot of Falcon fans who are probably scratching their head right now and saying, huh, you got Matt Ryan at number 8? How does Matt Ryan fall to number 8? How is he just above Andrew Luck? Well, when I get to explain who are the guys who are in front of him and the fact that all the guys who I have in front of Matt Ryan are Super Bowl champions, then you'll realize, oh, okay, this is why he has Matt Ryan at number 8, according to the criteria that I have set. Championships, performing in the clutch. Then I go to your stats and the fact that you made the playoff. Matt Ryan only has 1 playoff win. 1. Now, I got to give him some due because he's a 2-time Pro Bowl quarterback. He's also was the offensive rookie of the year, his rookie season. And then you just look at his numbers. To date, he's almost thrown for 19,000 yards. Last year, he passed for 4,700 yards. He had a 68.6 completion percentage. He threw 32 touchdowns to only 14 interceptions. Matt Ryan is a real deal. I believe he's a real deal, but it's going to come to a point where Matt Ryan has to win games in the clutch. He has to win big games. In his last year, and I give him his due, he had 7 games that they pulled out down the stretch, whether it was a fourth quarter comeback or a game-winning drive. In fact, Matt Ryan had 5 fourth quarter comebacks last year. He also had 7 game-winning drives. I mean, how clutch is that? But once again, we're talking about if he needs 3 points put on the board. He needed 3 points to beat Carolina. He needed another 3 points to beat Oakland in a 23-20 victory in week 6. In Dallas, you know, the game-winning drive he had against Dallas, yeah, they put up the points they need, and he came through, you know. But once again, this is a game where Romo just gaffed at the end. Nonetheless, Matt Ryan in his career has had 16 fourth-quarter comebacks and 23 game-winning drives. He deserves to be on this list. There's no doubt about it. Matt Ryan is the number 8 quarterback on this list because the number 7 guy just won a Super Bowl. We're talking about Joe Flacco.
You know, people may not think my leadership role has ever been anything or will ever change. I'm going to continue to do what I do and do it the way I do it. And, you know, I think that's going to get us a long way.
Out of all the quarterbacks who I have above Flacco, they've all won Super Bowl championships. Those other guys are just better than him, you know, on a more consistent basis. They've put up the numbers on a more consistent basis. You mean, I'm talking about Joe Flacco. You're talking about a guy who's never had a 4,000-yard passing season. Last year was the highest he ever passed for, and he passed for 3,800 yards. Matt Ryan already has 2,000 more passing yards than him, and they came in the same year. 22 touchdowns to 10 interceptions, which is decent. He's been consistent. He was a 60% passer. He's been consistent in his career. He's around a 60-61% completion percentage. That's all good and dandy. But this is why he's behind the Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers and those guys who only have 1 Super Bowl as well, because his numbers, they're not there. The number that is most important besides championships is wins. In his career, he's a 54-26 record. He's never been worse than 9-7. Last year when the Ravens were 10-6, that's the second worst record he's ever came up with. First year, 11-5, 9-7 second year, 12-4 third year, 12-4 year 4, and 10-6 last year with a chip. The man simply goes out there and does whatever it takes for his team to win. He's a winner. 10 fourth quarter comebacks and 15 game winning drives in his career. Now, last year, he only had 4 fourth quarter comebacks and 4 game winning drives. But once again, when you have the run that he had in the playoffs and you ball the way that Joe Flacco balled, there's no way that I cannot have you above Matt Ryan. And there's no way that you won't be in my top 10. So, yes, he's in there. And ahead of him, at number 6, is an old legend, Peyton Manning.
Because of I have better familiarity with my receivers, and when you know how Eric Decker is going to come out of a route or how Demaryius Thomas is going to come out of a break, you should throw the ball with a little more confidence, which hopefully in turn should have a little more heat on that ball. It's getting there sooner. You know, last year maybe I did have a little more limited range, you know, and you could throw the deep ball, but, boy, it had to be on time.
Last year, almost won MVP, had AP not done the one of the most miraculous things I've ever seen in my life, and he says he's not on HGH. Good thing there's no testing for that right now, so we can't prove you wrong, so whatever you say. But Peyton Manning had a great year nonetheless at quarterback, almost won an MVP. Great season for Peyton Manning. We're talking about a guy who's been a, what, 4-time MVP. In 2003, he was the MVP. 2004, he's MVP. 2008, he's MVP. 2009, he's MVP. Just last year, he's the comeback player of the year. I'm talking about, what, over 10 Pro Bowls, over 6-time first-team All-Pro. I mean, the guy is probably the best regular season quarterback in the history of the game. It's arguable. His worst season was his rookie season. He's had 2 seasons where he hasn't won 10 games. He has a Super Bowl. He's went to 2 chips. He's led the league twice in passing touchdowns. One year he threw 49 touchdowns. Another, he led the league with 31 touchdowns. Last year, Peyton Manning threw 37 touchdowns, 4,659 yards, 69% completion. And that's only to 11 interceptions. You're talking about a legend here, folks. And it's amazing that I have him way down at number 6. I know some people probably scratching their head. How you got the great Peyton Manning at number 6? You're talking about a man in his career has 38 fourth quarter comebacks, 49 game winning drives? Yeah, but like I said, this is not going off his whole career. His whole body of work is great. Last year, he only had 3 fourth quarter comebacks, 3 game winning drives. He was ahead. And I'm not erasing history either. I remember Peyton Manning at Tennessee. I remember those early years with the Colts. When he's in the playoffs and things get rough, he flakes up. Now, last year, don't get me wrong. Yeah, Champ Bailey and the secondary of Denver, they were getting thrashed by Joe Flacco. Torrey Smith, Anquan Boldin, those guys, Jacoby Jones, they did whatever they wanted to do. But at the end of the day, it was still Peyton Manning, who is the new Brett Favre. I call him the new Brett Favre. Doing the Brett Favre, throwing across his shoulder, throwing across the field, and throwing the big pick. And this is why he has 1 Super Bowl, a la Brett Favre. He went to 2 Super Bowls, a la Brett Favre. But that's all I can give you right now, because there are other guys who I have ranked ahead of him. To me, they've surpassed him, if not going off just last season, but in legacy, so to say, because of the championships and the consistent winning as well. When we come back from this break, from this very short break, just give you a quick tune. I'm going to get into my top 5 NFL quarterbacks. This is the Controversial Truth. What's your fault? Not a dream. Yeah. Call me Julio. Soon as the word touch, we make it Julio.
Me and my plug sipping Don Julio. You out of bounds, we touching down like Julio. 1 o'clock, Sunday pack, touchdown. All green grass, stretch 100 yards. Waiting on the tour, do my Florida boys. Say you want some dolphins, ask me what I charge. A Julio to work, gon' remix that boy. I got Hail Mary money, cause my money long. I got them dirty birds, I'm talking Falcon. You know I chug and count on every beat I'm on. I got them dirty birds, call me Julio. Soon as the work touch, we make it Julio. Me and my plug sipping Don Julio. You out of bounds, we touching down like Julio. I got them dirty birds, call me Julio. Soon as the work touch, we make it Julio. Me and my plug sipping Don Julio. You out of bounds, we touching down like Julio. I catch everything my plug throw like Julio. I got that Roddy White, get 4 for 84. Super Bowl, pop the work, touching down in it. Hail Mary, about to embarrass your secondary. Fourth and one, we going for it, cause it's necessary. Ben Birdman, 100, cause it's necessary. We just trying to win the Super Bowl in February. Harry Douglas clutch, man, 88 the veteran.
The quarterback is the one that needs to take the pressure off everyone else. You know, I think because sometimes you ask Aaron, like, take the pressure off the guys so we won't look bad. But I think, you know, he didn't want to do that. He felt like if you did something bad, you know, you do it. But I think that's the difference. You know, you want that leadership. And I think sometimes you may not feel like you got it.
That was former Packers wide receiver Donald Driver kind of questioning the leadership of Aaron Rodgers, who I subsequently have as my number 5 quarterback in this league right now. And this is where I know a lot of people are going to start talking about, hold on now, I don't know how much of this I can take from this guy. He has Aaron Rodgers all the way down at number 5. Well, these are some of the reasons why I have Aaron Rodgers at number 5. Let's talk about, first of all, what Donald Driver had to say about his leadership abilities. And these are some of the things that's been going around. You know, you hear a lot of rumblings and talks about certain guys and their personalities. But this is some of the things you've been hearing about Aaron Rodgers. You've been hearing about how he's not the leader that a lot of guys want. You heard Greg Jennings coming out blasting him in the offseason about Aaron Rodgers not really the guy we think he is. And we've been hearing this for years, but the fact that he has all the tools, he has a Super Bowl, he's been getting it done. I mean, he throws maybe the most beautiful ball in the NFL, if you ask me. Well, maybe these are some of the reasons why Aaron Rodgers have been getting a pass on certain things. To me, the reason why I have Aaron Rodgers at number 5, even though, yes, I know he has all the tools. He's thrown over 4,000 yards the last 2 years, 4,295 yards last year, 65% completions, 39 touchdowns to only 8 interceptions. You're talking about the year before that, 45 touchdowns to only 6 interceptions. This is what Aaron Rodgers can do for you. In the last 4 years, he's gone 11-5, 10-5, 14-1, 11-5. He got you a Super Bowl. The man rushes for 250 yards a season. I mean, I know that's not big. It's not RG3-like, but it's still commendable to go along with his other stats when you're talking about the passing yards. I think he's a great quarterback. I know he's a great quarterback. What am I talking about? He's a great quarterback. But then I think about Aaron Rodgers in clutch situations, in the big games, in the playoffs, and he's a front runner to me. He's a front runner. The one Super Bowl he did win against Pittsburgh, I sat there and I watched, and I really wanted Aaron Rodgers to go down the field, score a touchdown, and really stomp on the necks of the Pittsburgh Steelers to see if he was that guy. But he didn't do it. He didn't get it done. He left the door open for Ben Roethlisberger to come back and win that game. Unfortunately for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Roethlisberger wasn't able to go down and get a game-winning drive. And the Green Bay Packers won a Super Bowl because their great quarterback held them up. They front ran. So I haven't seen Aaron Rodgers when the game is on the line, when you're down, when you are the last one with the ball, come and get the job done. I go back to the first year he was in the playoffs and they were playing the Arizona Cardinals. And you go, first of all, he missed the big pass to Jennings that could have won the game in regulation. And then you miss another wide open wide receiver in overtime, which allowed Kurt Warner to come down and do what he does best. When Kurt Warner has the ball last, I know what's going to happen. Kurt Warner is going to score a touchdown. Now, I have to give the man his due. He's the Super Bowl MVP. He's won an MVP in the 2011 season. He's made three Pro Bowls. I mean, the man's only been starting 5 years. Those are pretty good numbers. I have to give him his due. When it's all on the line, what have you done for me? Last year, he had 2 fourth-quarter comebacks. He had 3 game-winning drives. That's comparable to RG3. Andrew Luck had more fourth-quarter comebacks and game-winning drives. Matt Ryan had more fourth-quarter comebacks and game-winning drives. I just think because Aaron Rodgers has the tools and he had the one great year where he, you know, he really threw for 40-some touchdowns to like 8 picks, I really think people have overrated him a little bit. I don't think he's as good as some people have him on their list. I don't think he's as good as my number 4 guy, Drew Brees.
I want to hand this trophy to the MVP of the Super Bowl and the MVP of our league, Drew Brees. There you go.
Now, when you talk about Drew Brees, you're talking about a guy who broke Dan Marino's all-time single-season passing yard record. Come on, man. This man threw for 5,476 yards with 46 touchdowns, 14 picks. That wasn't last year. That was the year before last. Last year, he threw for 5,177 yards with 43 touchdowns. We're talking about a man who's passed for over 1,500 yards and 89 touchdowns in the past 2 seasons and hasn't thrown but 33 interceptions to go with that. I mean, this is just outstanding. I mean, it's unbelievable. This man has had 3 seasons in his career where he's passed for over 5,000 yards. He's had 5 consecutive seasons where he's passed for over 33 touchdowns. This is Drew Brees. How can I have Aaron Rodgers over a guy like this? This is a man who bumped Peyton Manning in a Super Bowl. Yeah, Peyton Manning threw the big pick because Peyton Manning always throws the big pick. That's what he does. But once again, head-to-head, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees got it done. We're talking about 2008 Offensive Player of the Year, 2009 Super Bowl MVP, 2011 Offensive Player of the Year, 7 Pro Bowls. What more do you want? And this is a guy who's only standing 6 feet at best. 6'2", 209. Yeah, he doesn't have the tools that Aaron Rodgers have. I understand that. The eye test, I probably would give Aaron Rodgers the head in the eye test. But once again, when it comes to game-winning drives, fourth-quarter comebacks, who does it better than Drew Brees? Now, last year was a little odd year because their defense was the worst in the league. And the whole coach thing, the Peyton was gone. Drew Brees only had 1 fourth-quarter comeback. He only had 2 game-winning drives. I get that. But over his career, he's had 20 fourth-quarter comebacks, 31 game-winning drives over his career. The man has done nothing but been superb. And that's just the truth about it. On the Controversial Truth, and this is your folk, Naughty Dread, a.k.a. the Sports and Entertainment Cadre. As I'm breaking down my top 10 list of quarterbacks in the NFL. No, this is not fantasy football. I'm giving you my top 10 best quarterbacks in real football in the NFL. Now, let me recap. I started at number 10. With RG3. I mean, you can't be the rookie of the year and be as exciting as he was and me not give you your due. Give your respect. I got to get a man his due. He balled. I got him at number 10. I got Andrew Luck at number 9 because Andrew Luck had more of a weight on his shoulder than me. He had more passing yards than RG3 had total yards. And I just think he's built to be healthy longer. I got Matt Ryan at number 8. How can I not? $100 million man. One playoff win. That concerns me. He had a lot of fourth quarter comebacks last year. He had some game winning drives. He did. But to lose the way you did in the NFC Championship, when all they needed was 4 yards, all they needed was 4 points, the Falcons, to get to the Super Bowl, that's a knock. I can't put you ahead of the guy who I have at number 7, Joe Flacco, who did go out and win the Super Bowl last year. And he did it in marvelous fashion. My number 6 guy is Peyton Manning, coming off the neck, but he has to do more. I understand you're the greatest, maybe the greatest regular season quarterback of all time, but this is not a regular season list. This list compiles of everything. And when you compile of everything, I have Aaron Rodgers ahead of Peyton Manning, definitely in this stage of his career. Drew Brees at number 4, and that gets me to my number 3 guy on this list. And this is where a lot of people, I know I understand a lot of people will knock this guy down on the list, but when you went to 3 Super Bowls and you have 2 Super Bowl titles and you play the fashion, the style of game that you play, I have to have Ben Roethlisberger at my number 3 quarterback. I have to.
I'm excited to be that guy that is a leader for those guys and to help them. And, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do everything I can to help those guys get ready to play, because I'm here to win games. And we've had other guys step up and play and win games for us in the past. And I'm excited to help these guys be ready to go if need be.
The man simply gets it done. When you're talking about, first of all, he has all the tools, 6'5", 240, has a cannon. He's not a Mike Vick fast type of guy, but he can get out there on the ground. He can get mobile if he needs to get mobile. No, I mean, don't get me wrong. He's not going to be a guy who's going to rush for a lot of yards. Hell, the man only probably had like 100 yards rushing at best last season. No rushing touchdowns. No, he's not that guy. Ben Roethlisberger, he's not really known to be a big passer. The most he's ever thrown for in a season is 4,328 yards. And I say that like as a slouch. No, it's not a slouch. But the man has only thrown for 4,000 yards twice in his career. When it's come to being Roethlisberger, it's not about the numbers. He's only thrown over 30 touchdowns once in his career. Once again, it's not about the numbers. It's about the grit. It's about the toughness. It's about the desire. It's about doing what he needs to do to plug in and gel with his team to get championships. And that's why he has 2 championships, 3 Super Bowl appearances. Now, we go back to the championship where they beat Kurt Warner. That last pass to Santonio Holmes to win the game, it was on the money. Don't get me wrong. Santonio Holmes made one of the greatest catches that I've ever seen in my life. But yet and still, the ball was put where it needed to be in order for him to make that catch. I mean, it was clutch. It was clutch if I've ever seen clutch in my life. The man is an offensive rookie of the year, which, you know, I take some stock in that, but not much. He's been to 2 Pro Bowls. And that's not a lot. I know you're saying, well, Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers got more than that. They got a lot of stats. But when it comes down to what matters the most, championships, being in contention to win it all, that's what Ben Roethlisberger provides for you. I mean, the man has only had 1 losing season in his career when they went 7-8. The man is a winner. 87-39 is his record. I'm going by wins, people. First, I'm going by championships. Then I'm going by, can you win? Can you get me in a position? Then once I get in a position, what do you do next? That's what I'm going by. We're talking about a guy who last year hurt season had only 2 fourth quarter comebacks and 3 game winning drives. It's a low year. But that's unusual for Roethlisberger. He's a guy who in his career had 22 fourth quarter comebacks and 29 game winning drives. I know what Roethlisberger does in the big game. I know he managed that first Super Bowl. He was just a quarterback. I know that Super Bowl against Seattle, some iffy calls in that Super Bowl. I understand that. But the man still did not go in there and lose it. like Rex Grossman did when he went to the Super Bowl and Peyton Manning got his only chip. You see what I'm talking about? But when Peyton Manning went head-to-head against Drew Brees, he throwed a big pick. Drew Brees hasn't went to 3 Super Bowls. He doesn't have but 1 Super Bowl championship. So this is why I have Ben Roethlisberger over guys who, yeah, they have better stats than he do. Yeah, they, you know, they throw the ball around. You know, that's not Pittsburgh game. Last year, the year they tried to throw it around, and what happened? It didn't work out. They'll ground, pound, rough you up, and then allow Roethlisberger to make plays in the play-action game and just making plays because he's mobile and he can get out of a lot of trouble. He's hard to tackle. Try to throw too much last year and you got your quarterback hurt. The man could only play 13 games. He couldn't even play the whole season, which, frankly, it cost the Pittsburgh Steelers probably a playoff berth. Because they only went 7-6. Yeah, that's in Roethlisberger starts. Yeah, he went 7-6. The man is a winner. And he needs to be in there. So Pittsburgh, you know, they get back to their ground and pound. And once you're messing with one of the deadliest quarterbacks in the game. And that's just the truth. It's a controversial truth with your boy, Naughty Dread. And I'm breaking down my top 10 quarterbacks. And I'm at my top 2 guys. I don't really want to beat you in the head with stats, because I know that's what some people want. They want to get beat in the head with stats. I don't really want to beat you in the head with stats. My number 2 guy, stats are just through the roof. 44,000 passing yards. Over 44,000. 44,800 passing yards. Last year passed for 4,800 yards. Year before that, 5,000 yards. The man is a touchdown throwing machine. I'm talking about the great Tom Brady.
Brady throws, Moss, touchdown. A methodical drive put together by the game's best. These two hooked up a record 23 times during the regular season. And now this to take a fourth quarter Super Bowl lead.
The great Tom Brady. Yes. Yes. He's my number 2 guy. I'm giving y'all a chance to look around and scratch your heads and do all that. And yes, Tom Brady. Last year, he only had 1 fourth quarter comeback, 2 game-winning drives. And that's no knock on Tom. That's no knock on him. I get it. Y'all were blowing people out. You putting up 50 on folk last year. You led the league in scoring. I mean, you led the league in just down in every offensive category. You did that. I understand what Tom Brady is capable of doing. In his career, he has 6 game-winning drives in the playoffs. None since 2006. And this is why I have my number 1 guy ahead of him. Because my number 1 guy has bumped Tom Brady twice. And Super Bowl competition. That's what my number 1 guy has done. My number 1 guy is undefeated in Super Bowls. 2-for-2. He won 2 in 4 years. Now, I know what Tom Brady did during the Belichick era. But my number 1 guy has 2 Super Bowl MVPs. And made some of the most clutch plays I've ever seen. Twice against the Patriots, against Tom Brady. My number 1 guy is a throwing machine. He's a throwing machine. My number 1 guy has never finished worse than 8-8. Never finished worse than 8-8. My number 1 guy, he only had 3 fourth quarter comebacks and 3 game winning drives last year. But the year before last, he had 7 fourth quarter comebacks. He had 8 game winning drives. Come on, people. We're talking about a guy who's clutch, and that's Eli Manning.
Manning, 25 out of 34, 222 yards. 4-man rush. Eli throwing into traffic on the sideline. They're going to rule it a catch by Manningham. along the sideline. They're going to spot the ball at the 50-yard line. Pressure from Thomas off the edge. Eli Manning stays on his feet. Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree.
Yeah, now I understand if you want to get into the semantics and you want to start talking about passing percentage. The man is a 60% completion passer. Over the last 5 years, he's completed over 56% of his passes. I understand when I go and look at Tom Brady's passing percentage, I'm going to get 63%. He's a career 64% passer. He's passed for over 60% for the last 11 years. The eye test, Tom Brady looks better. He has more Super Bowl rings than Eli Manning. He has more Super Bowl appearances than Eli Manning. He's played a lot longer than Eli Manning. And that factors in for me, too, because I'm not looking at who has the best career. I'm looking at who's the best now, based off what happened last season, of course. If I just go off the eye test right now, I have to say Tom Brady is the best quarterback in the league. Just going off preseason and what he's done to the Eagles and Buccaneers defense, he shredded them up. But I can't factor in that just yet. I have to factor that in at the end of the season. Right now, I have to factor in everything that has happened up until the end of the Super Bowl. And right now, I think it's neck and neck between Eli Manning. I really try to talk myself into putting Tom Brady at number one, but I just can't. Because Eli has shown me that he's clutch. He's shown me that if the game is on the line, it's a big game and it has to get done, he's going to get it done. He's shown me twice against Tom Brady that he was going to be the better man. So as of today, I have Eli Manning at my number one quarterback. I know it's controversial, but it's the truth. And it should be respected. It's your boy, Naughty Dread. I'm signing out. Till next time, top 10 running backs. Y'all already know. Yeah.
The truth shall set you free.